Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week on our program, the world of social media.
People use social networking sites to share ideas, opinions, and interests. Millions post comments, videos, pictures, links, and other content, or just follow what other users post. People reconnect with old friends and classmates and make new connections. Social networks are all about connecting friends and friends of friends, just like in the physical world. Social media is a way to communicate one to many. But sites generally have a way for users to also send private messages and to control access to their pages.
Social media is still young and evolving. Take the example of Facebook. It was launched in 2004 as a social network just for Harvard students. Then it opened up to all colleges. Then high schools got their own private pages. Now anyone can join. Facebook said it had over 250 million active users as of July. And not everyone is happy about that. Carrie is a student at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina.
I have kept my mom off of Facebook. If she wants one, I said, no, you can't have one. It started out as a college thing, and then high school students got it. The value of it decreases to me with, like, the wider amount of people. Like, the older population that gets it, I'm not okay with that.
Ekin Uz is a 17-year-old exchange student from Turkey. She does not think older people should be on Facebook.
So silly, because, like, it's something for teenagers.
I don't know. A lot of older people would disagree that social networks are just for teenagers. About 80% of American adults use the Internet. A recent online survey found that half of them now belong to social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn. Forrester Research says 4 out of 5 online adults use social media at least once a month. That includes almost everyone age 18 to 34. Now, the fastest growing group of users are people 35 and older.
That would include 39-year-old Evan Falchuk. He says he first heard about social media 2 or 3 years ago at a business meeting.
What I was really surprised by when I first joined was how many people were there who I knew.
Evan Falchuk is a lawyer, but he is president and chief operating officer of Best Doctors, a medical company in Boston, Massachusetts. He likes to use LinkedIn, a social networking site for professionals.
I mean, I travel all over the world and have dozens of people that I meet every month, and I get business cards from them. And you get back to your office, and you look at the business card, and you say, who was that again, and what did we talk about? And I try to write notes, but it's very hard. Whereas if you connect with them on LinkedIn, now I've got not only that person's name and contact information, but I know what their prior jobs were. I know who they are connected to, who I might know. You have a much richer way of connecting with this person than you otherwise would.
Evan Falchuk uses Facebook to connect with friends and family members. But not all share his enthusiasm for social media.
My wife is a little bit less of a social media user than I am. So I like to share things about what's going on. And we like to go out to dinner to different places, for example, and I like to share, hey, we're at this place, and this is what we had, and it was good. And then she is more private and says, well, I don't really want everybody to know where we are and what we're doing.
For couples in long-distance relationships, the main ways to communicate used to be phone calls, letters, and visits. Now, they have texting, email, instant messaging, and video chat. Patricia is a student at Radford University in Virginia.
I was in a long-distance relationship for about a year, and Skype really helped because you can actually see the person when you're talking.
Skype is an internet video and phone service that was just in the news. Its current owner, eBay, agreed to sell a 65% share to a group of investors for $2 billion. Ekin Uz uses Facebook and Skype to stay in touch with family and friends back in Turkey.
I'm using Facebook to contact with my friends. I'm using Skype to contact with my family. Because I miss my family so much, I want to see them, their faces. It's much more important than friends.
But even a simple text message can mean a lot. Dan in Virginia is 20 years old. He will be in a long-distance relationship with his girlfriend after joining the Marines. He says texting is good because it lets you communicate whenever you have time. Not everyone in the military, however, is at ease with social media. The Marine Corps has banned the use of sites like Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter on its computers. But the ban does not limit access on other computers. Many service members use social networks to communicate with their families or with the public. The Defense Department has been writing a policy for all of the military on the use of social networking sites. Defense officials say they are aiming for a balance that will not compromise the security of operations or military networks.
Public officials recognize that social media has changed the way people communicate. The White House, for example, held a live discussion last Tuesday on its Facebook page. People watched and commented on a speech by President Obama that was broadcast to students nationwide from a Virginia high school. Before the speech, a student at the school asked for advice about how to get the president's job.
First of all, I want everybody here to be careful about what you post on Facebook. Because in the YouTube age, whatever you do, it will be pulled up again later somewhere in your life. And when you're young, you know, you make mistakes and you do some stupid stuff. And I've been hearing a lot about young people who, you know, they're posting stuff on Facebook and then suddenly they go apply for a job and somebody's done a search and, you know, so that's some practical political advice for you right there.
Experts say a good rule to remember is not to post anything you would not want your mother to see. But what if your mother or father is one of your friends, as in a friend you accepted on Facebook? Some parents use social media to communicate with their kids and to monitor their activities. This, in turn, has led to MyParentsJoinedFacebook.com. This is a site for sharing and laughing at things that parents have posted.
Ekin Uz, the exchange student from Turkey, has a different concern about privacy. She worries about cybercrime and the information that could be gathered about a person from different websites.
I'm scared of copying my personal information to use, like my photos they can use for things which is not good for me, and I'm concerned about that. If someone write my name on Google, they can find one picture from Facebook or something, but is it safe?
By now, most parents know about the dangers of sex offenders using social networks. But the computer security company, F-Secure, points out the risk even in posting information like vacation plans. Someone who wants to break into the house will then know when people are away.
And then there is the time issue. Jen is a student at Appalachian State in North Carolina.
I'm probably on Facebook a lot more than I should be. I'll go on sometimes, check it, and then get right back off. And then maybe 10 minutes later, I'll be like, oh, well, I need to talk to so-and-so. And so then I'll go back on it every 30 minutes or something.
And how often does her classmate, Carrie, check her page?
If it's like during school when things are busy, once maybe for like 20 minutes max. But then if it's like during the summer and I'm really bored, I don't have anything else to do, then it might be a little longer.
And Ekin?
I check my account at least one time in a day. If I talk with my family, it's like an hour. But if I don't talk with them, just 10 or 12 minutes at most.
And what about Evan Falchuk, a frequent commentator on social media? How often does he check for updates?
It kind of happens in the background. Because, you know, I have an iPhone, which I love, and the iPhone has applications on it for each of these social media that we've been talking about. And so I'm frequently looking at it or typing stuff or posting something. It feels like it's something that I do continuously.
Some people like to write long entries in their blogs. On Twitter, each message or tweet is limited to 140 characters. Market researchers at Pair Analytics say they are big fans of Twitter. But in a recent study, they declared that 40% of the tweets captured over a two-week period were pointless babble. Evan Falchuk would agree that some people write things like, "I am now sitting in the doctor's waiting room."
But most of the people on Twitter that I see are actually trying to have a substantive discussion, a real conversation about topics that are interesting to them. So for me personally, I'm in the healthcare business, and in America we're having this very important debate about healthcare. And I'm connected with hundreds, actually I think maybe thousands of healthcare professionals or people with an opinion on healthcare or doctors or others who are constantly posting things to do with what's going on in healthcare.
Some people find answers through social media. Others find love. A woman named Georgina says she used a social dating site because she was looking for a higher quality of a mate. She was still looking when we talked to her. But she thinks the new technologies are a great way to communicate, as long as people still show traditional respect for each other.
Back in the 1980s, when I was dating without computers, cell phones, text messaging, instant messaging, people had to be more organized. They had to be home, and they had to stick to their plans, because you had no way of communicating with someone once you left for your destination. Nowadays, with the extremely fast mode of communication, people have the ability to be lazy and spontaneous and not organized because they can text you at the last minute or call you wherever you are and say, "I'm not coming, change of plans."
Our program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Marisol Salazar and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. You can share comments and find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find Special English on Twitter and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This is America.